content, right? You start doing all these videos with Gary, you start working with Gary, you're building YouTube channels, etc. Why?
Yeah, so, you know, I come in 2014, Gary has keynotes and a bunch of, like, one-off random videos, and he's like, hey, let's make some shorter clips, let's make some mashups of, like, I've said it four times, put that together, and then, you know, I'm doing 3 months of that, I'm already getting kind of bored, and then he's like, you know what, come with me, grab your camera, let's go into this room. We're going to start a show. It's going to be called The Ask Gary Vee Show. Let's find random questions on Twitter. I'm going to answer them. And so we start this show. And what ends up happening is we're filming all these different episodes, and no one's really watching. Like, we don't really have an audience. So I'm chopping up the answers and sending them individually to people to, like, start building the hype. Then, as that show starts to build momentum, Gary, you know, one night, on a Sunday night, Gary's like, yo, I need you to come to my apartment. I need you to come right now because I have something I want to say. Again, it's hard to not talk about Gary because it's so intertwined, but his energy was he was reading a ton of comments that people hated their jobs and didn't want to go to work and all that. So I show up at 7 a.m. at his apartment, film this Monday morning rant, and he's like, fuck you, Monday, you know, you can be a bus, you gotta have perspective, you can die, da 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 da. I put that video up within 2 hours on his Facebook page, it doubles from 500,000 to 1,000,000. And that's when we're like, wait a minute, that's powerful. Then, you know, I'm like really bored, and I'm like, okay, like we're back to the Ask Gary Vee Show, I'm back to editing keynotes. And I'm like, Gary, can I follow you around? Because I want to make a short film. Again, like what I did in the beginning, how I got the job, and capture some B-roll to tell the story. And to make it look cool and stuff. So I followed him around for a day or two, and when I'm going through the footage, actually no, the end of day two of when I'm following him around, I turn to him, and we're in the meatpacking district in downtown, and I'm like, wow, your life is actually kind of interesting. And then we made nothing of that, and like, whatever. Months go by, Casey Neistat starts vlogging every single day. I don't know if anyone knows him. He's like a videographer. He's like kind of the guy that started the daily vlog. And so he would start to really like, he would film, edit, and produce stories every single day about his life. And I'm like, Gary, we need to do this. I would love to do this. He's like, no, I'm not a vlogger. I'm not going to do that. So was your idea? Well, let's go into the story. I never like to take credit because he's ultimately the genius behind everything. But Daily Vee was definitely my idea because I would film random basketball videos at 5 a.m. for him when him and his boy are playing pick up basketball. And one day I was like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna go follow him around for the rest of the day." I show up at his 8 a.m. meeting. And he's, like, a little confused. You can go watch it on Daily Vee 1. We just filmed it, edited it, and he loved it. And then we started putting that out. And then what ended up happening months later, after Daily Vee started, we were doing a podcast with Charlamagne the God and Andrew Schultz, who's, like, a comedian. They had a podcast together called the Brilliant Idiots Podcast. And Gary goes on this rant and tangent about Prince working as a janitor to get studio time. And so I'm like, that sounded awesome. So I cut that clip out and we put that on Facebook. Again, the same thing happened. Ultimate virality for Gary, like insane amount of views, insane amount of growth on his page. And that's when me, him, and Andy all looked at each other and said, wait a minute, Daily Vee is not about the vlog for us, it's about the micro content that comes from it. And so then we just started saying, you know what, you need to film all the time, and then just cut clips and put out clips, and that's where the Gary Vee brand really, really, really started to change and explode, you know?
I love that so much, because my thought process is really similar. So one of the reasons I do this podcast, aside from it's a great excuse to speak to people like you, is that it's exactly that, right? I have now a cornerstone piece of content that I can create once and distribute 1,000 times. I can put these clips, I could transcribe it, turn it into text posts, turn them into tweets, turn them into whatever. I can screenshot the tweets and then put them on Instagram and 100%. All the things. Like
the volume model.
Yeah, right? Like, but why would you not do it any other way? If we look at like manufacturing, we look at every other industry, you create a product once, you sell it 1,000 times. It's exactly the same thing. So what advice would you give to people? Because we're speaking, both of us, from a place of we have teams, right?
Yeah.
So although I create my content myself, my team distribute it for me, like, etc. We have a video editor who is so devastated he couldn't be here. He's on a flight right now. Aww. And he was like, please tell me how it goes. Aww. He's such a fan. He was like, oh, I'm like fucking bummed. Like, it's the only one that he would have loved to have come. Well, he would have come to. He comes.
Well, why don't we set up a 5-minute FaceTime and I'll call him one day. Okay.
He would love that, I'm sure. Yeah. He's like a big fan. A lot of how he does stuff, he's learned from watching how you guys have done stuff. And he's like, he was 100% self-taught. You learn everything on YouTube. Like, he's fucking awesome. So shout out to Sam, because he's going to be editing all this later. He's gonna be like so awkward now. He's gonna be like, why did you bring me up?
Sam is nice. He cares about you. It's a nice thing.
But I have a team, you know, you're part of a team, you now have a team with you.
Did you have a team in the beginning?
No. Well, this is where I'm going with this.
Oh, no.
So I only just had my team started posting my content like 3 months ago.
Okay.
So up until this point, up until a community of 110,000 people, and no one's done anything for me. It's all been me, right?
Got it.
Which leads me nicely onto the question of, you don't have a team, you don't have a video editor, you don't have someone to follow you around. How are you creating content? How are you building your personal brand at the scale that you need to be building it at in order to make an impact?
Yeah, I think, you know, what you said earlier was, like, you have one piece of staple content that you can pull stuff from, right? And now, listen, like, a lot of people don't want to do video. A lot of people don't want to do audio. You can write a 10,000-word article and still do the same thing that we're talking about. You can write a 10,000 thoughtful white paper article about a thing once a month, and then you can pull micro quotes from that. You can have someone else record it as an audio podcast and put it up. There are so many ways to manipulate content and turn what you think is one thing into 100. And so I often encourage people, whether that be a long form podcast, a long form article, or a long form video, whatever that is, have one piece of content that you're stable. Or you can do what a lot of TikTokers and influencers do on social media right now, which is just put out a small piece of content once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day around different topics and different things that you enjoy, you know?